Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Seller Notes. Hugh, a few weeks ago, we did a show about second labels, which is a marketing device that big, successful wineries use to sell some of their excess wine. And they create a second label, sort of a junior varsity, and they release wines at a good quality at a good price. And it's really great when the second label grows up to be a really good label in its own right.
Well, that's exactly the case that we have with Decoy, which began its life as the second label for Duckhorn Vineyards, which was always focused on very high-end, ultra-premium wines. And Duckhorn, which actually just went public last month, was founded in 1976 by Dan and Margaret Duckhorn. They created the first vintage of Decoy was 1985, and it was a red blend. And I guess that was just how they were using up some of the juice that didn't quite make the first cut. And then the Decoy brand really began to grow on its own. In 2008, they added a Cab, a Merlot, a Zinfandel, and a Pinot Noir. In 2009, they added a Chardonnay and a Sauvignon Blanc. And just this past year, there's actually a Decoy seltzer brand. So Decoy has clearly gotten its own life. In fact, they have their own vineyards now. They have their own winemaking facility up in Northern California. And now within Decoy, there are now two different levels. You have the white label, which is the more modestly priced one. And then you have a black label or a limited series, which is, you know, a little bit more money. So in of itself, Decoy has really kind of grown into a pretty interesting entity. I actually tried five. I tried two of the black label and three of the white label wines. And they were all really solid. I started off with the 2019 Sonoma County Chardonnay, sells for $19.99. And this was classy, well-structured with apple and pear flavors, balanced with a well-integrated, subtle vanilla oak nuance, which was really well toned down. So it definitely added to rather than overpowering the quite lovely fruit, which has good length and a nice crisp balance. The 2019 California designated Pinot Noir at $24.99 had sort of classic berry cherry flavors, very supple fruit that supports a pleasingly spicy nose with earthy tones. A long finish, really good value at $24.99. So I would recommend this wine. It was really quite pleasing. And then the 2018 California Cabernet Sauve at again $24.99, which was an interesting thing because they're kind of going all the way around. 66% is Sonoma County fruit, 24% Central Coast, 6% North Coast, and then 4% just a blanket California designation, and then 78% Cab, 13 Merlot. So this one's sort of a hybrid in terms of it's a complete total blend, and it has the finesse that comes from that. You've got black fruits, cherry, and blackberry with subtle cocoa notes, forward flavors framed by well-integrated tannins and good length. At $24.99, pretty good value. But my wine value of the week, I go back to that Sonoma County Chardonnay for $19.99. I think, especially coming into the warmer weather, that's really a great buy.
And it sounded very classy, which is always welcome.
Absolutely.
Great. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.